Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 35th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free. He compares Hagar with Mount Sinai, which is the law is given, with Jerusalem, which is Mount Zion. I could have a whole message here. It's really neat to see this, okay? He's comparing these. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free. Remember Sinai? And they're the bond people, they're enslaved, but we're free, which is the mother of all. Verse 27, as it is written, rejoice thou that bear, rejoice thou barren that bearest not, break forth and cry that thou travailest not, for the desolate hath many more children than she which hath a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then that he was born after the flesh, who is that? No, Ishmael. He was born after the flesh, okay? He was born after the flesh, persecuted him that was born after the spirit. Remember, we just read that. He mocked him. The flesh was making in front of the spirit. In a believer, they cannot dwell together. It's a battle. Do you have problems with your flesh? And we need to try to separate it. Get it out of here. It's the picture here. Because he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit. There's Ishmael and Isaac. Even so as it is now, it hasn't changed. Verse number 30. Nevertheless, what says the scriptures? What shall we do? Cast out the bondwoman and her son. Well, that seems awful hard. Why? Do you know when Abraham cast out Hagar and Ishmael? I mentioned last week he was a very wealthy man. He only gave them bread, a loaf of bread, and a bottle of water. He could have loaded them down with all kinds of food. He could have gave them donkeys and a whole entourage of people with just to go. But instead, he just gave them the bare necessity of life because he knew that God could, if it's God's will, God would sustain them. But are you following the thought? I need to just stay right here for a while. I need to move on. Cast out the bondwoman and her son. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. So Paul used this illustration that we read back in Genesis chapter number 21 about Ishmael and Hagar being sent away, that they had to be sent away. Let me give you this one. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? They're going to have battles their whole life. And matter of fact, they still are. But in Abraham and Sarah's life, in their home, remember Joseph, he followed Moses. Help me out. Joshua. At the end of his life, he says, I don't know about y'all, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You can serve those guys, the guys that were on the other side. Do what you want to do. But as for me and my house, we've made a commitment. We're going to serve the Lord. And I can see Sarah doing that. Get him out of here. It's a problem. And it's a picture. Let me close with this. I read this months ago, and I pulled it back out of my file. I want to share it with you one more time. It's a picture of law and grace. Perfect picture that Paul put it there. Sinai and Jerusalem, the bond, the free. We no longer, we don't live under the law. We live under grace. Amen? Amen. Let me share this with you. Again, this is law and grace contrasted. The law prohibits our approach to God. Grace invites our approach to God. Law condemns the sinner. Grace redeems the sinner. Law says, do this and live. Grace says, it's done. The law says, try. Grace says, it's finished. The law curses the sinner. Grace blesses the believer. The law slays the sinner. Grace saves the sinner. Amen. The law shuts every mouth. Grace opens every mouth in praise. The law condemns the best man, but grace saves the worst man. Amen. The law says, pay what you owe. Grace says, it's paid in full. The law says the wages of sin is death, but grace says the gift of God is eternal life. The law says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Grace says, believe and live. The law reveals man's sin. Grace atones for man's sin. Law gives the knowledge of sin. Grace provides redemption from sin. The law was given by Moses, but grace comes through Jesus Christ. Law demands obedience. Grace gives the power to obey. Law was written on a stone. Grace is written on our hearts. Law was done away with in Christ. Grace abides forever. Law puts man under bondage. We just read it. Puts man under bondage. Grace sets a soul at liberty. Law brings fear. Grace brings peace. Then these last two. Under the law, the sheep dies for the shepherd. But under grace, the shepherd dies for the sheep. Under the law, they brought sacrifice to God. Man had to bring sacrifice to God. But under grace, God brought the sacrifice to man. So when we get here in Genesis chapter number 21, and you look at this thing about Sarah and Abraham and Ishmael and Hagar, don't get caught up and think, boy, that was a terrible thing to send them away out there in the desert for them to die with a bottle of water and a loaf of bread. Listen, we can't play around with this flesh. Can't do it. It will destroy us. It will destroy our families. It will destroy our children. It will destroy our grandchildren. That's the reason Hagar said, get him out of here. In our life, we ought to say, get it out of here. That flesh. Jesus said, be holy as I'm holy. Our Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, for the great testimony of Abraham and Sarah and Isaac. And Lord, even what you did with Hagar and Ishmael. Lord, you did fulfill your promise there. You made him a great nation. And Lord, we thank you for your amazing grace. Lord, we praise your people. Lord, as we battle this flesh, Lord, it's a constant battle. All of us battle this old sin nature. Lord, that we'll feed the Spirit. Lord, that our spirit will be able to overcome that battles within our soul and or strengthen us mentally, spiritually, and even physically. Lord, we know the victory is already yours. It's already been fought. But Lord, we just pray that we'll continue to be faithful and work till you come for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Let's prepare for morning worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.